Good evening, GWA. I had a lot of fun recording my part one of a recent Reddit success story and have really been dying to record part two, but I just haven't had the time. So after work tonight, I filled my tub with super hot water and bubbles. Those are not sound effects. That's my actual bathwater that I'm lounging in. Anyways, I thought that I would record part two while enjoying myself in a hot bath for you. So I hope the echo isn't too much and that you enjoy. And when we last left our heroine, she had been ravaged on the bed by a fellow Redditor who just had to taste her. We had plans to go out to dinner, but got sidetracked slightly. And once we took care of that, we reassembled clothing and maybe combed our hair and headed out to get some dinner around the corner, as was the original plan. We had picked a nearby non-chain restaurant, and after we were seated in a booth in the bar, ordered a couple drinks. And originally, he was sitting across from me. We started out with some light conversation. But eventually, he got up and slid into the booth next to me. I immediately had wicked thoughts about what the move was for. But he didn't do anything at first. We just settled in, and I think there was there hockey on TV, or it may have been baseball. In any event, we talked a little bit about what was going on TV, and continued topics that we had started earlier. We enjoyed our alcoholic beverages. And he asked me a question that required a fairly detailed answer, which I was happy to give. But it distracted me enough while telling him the story that I wasn't paying attention to his hand, his left hand, which was suddenly on my upper right thigh. And I enjoyed the weight of his hand. He wasn't moving, he wasn't doing anything yet. He was just resting his hand on my upper thigh. I was wearing a dress that showed off far too much cleavage. I mean, it was just the right amount of cleavage for this date. And the skirt of the dress, well, it's more like a wraparound, which means you don't have to, well, if your intentions are wicked and you're trying to get underneath my skirt, You don't have to go from the bottom of the garment up my lower leg, over my knee, and up my thigh. You really just have to find the edge of the fabric and pull either side, either end to either side. And there's not much in the way between you and my pussy. So his hand is on my thigh, and I guess the slut in me instinctively inched my left leg further to the left, opening my legs wider for him. I mean, nobody could see under the table, right? The bar wasn't packed, but it wasn't empty either. And we had a fairly attentive server. But I continued my story. Half concentrating on my response and half wondering when he was going to move his fingers. And no sooner did I wonder that than his fingers slid over my mound and just grazed my clit. Finger dipping into my slit. Oh, and he leaned in, and I could hear him exhale, commenting on how wet I was. And while his fingers lazily played with my lips, my bush teased my clit, I tried to remain composed above the table. Which meant my story came to a halt. His fingers stopped as he asked me to continue. I remember whimpering slightly. Clearing my throat, and I think I took a sip of my cocktail. And no sooner did I continue the story than his fingers slipped in my pussy, under the table, in the bar. Him tense, and his breathing quicken, as I'm fairly certain he was as turned on as I was, having his fingers deep inside me, under the table. Withdrew them and casually brought his fingers back up tableside. They didn't stop there. As he licked my juices off his fingers. Oh, right there, right next to me. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm left thinking to myself that I couldn't believe that I just got fingered in public. Oh my God. Oh fuck. There was a lot of that at the table during dinner. There was a lot of wicked teasing and gasps and stunted conversation. And every now and then he would mix it up subtly. I rubbed my nipple through the fabric on the dress. Oh, God, I love nipple play. By the time we had turned down dessert and the check had been settled, I really just wanted him to bend me over that table and fuck me right there. I really didn't care who was watching. All I wanted to do, all I wanted was to get that cock inside of me. And somehow, I just remember the delight on his face watching me squirm as he toyed with me. But somehow we made it. Out from the booth and through the bar area and out to the parking lot. And I remember him casually taking a look around, and then suddenly I was pushed back up against a wall. Oh, well, a fence, I think. And he shoved my legs apart and slid his fingers back in my pussy in the parking lot. It was so quick. It was over in an instant. But there he was again, licking my juices off his fingers in a fucking parking lot. And then we were back at the car before I knew it, and I was so thankful that the hotel was mere minutes away. Because I really couldn't wait to start round 3 of the evening.